California plan to build new city qualifies for November ballot. A ballot initiative backed by billionaires to build a new eco-friendly community in Northern California, approximately 17,500 acres, has gained enough support to be listed on the county's November 5 election ballot. Tim Flanagan, Chief Information Officer and Registrar of Voters in Solano County, announced on Tuesday that the initiative had garnered a sufficient number of signatures from voters within Solano County, 14,832, to make it onto the ballot. Dubbed the East Solano Homes, Jobs, and Clean Energy Initiative, the measure asks voters to approve the rezoning of agricultural land to designations that would allow for the development of a dynamic new community spanning approximately 17,500 acres in the county, which is in the San Francisco Bay Area. California Forever says the project will not only result in the creation of middle-class homes in safe, walkable neighborhoods, but also lead to 15,000 well-paying jobs in renewable energy, manufacturing, construction, and other industries. Along with new housing, the area will consist of shopping streets, schools, parks, sports facilities, community gardens, bike paths, and the largest solar farm in California, combined with a regional battery storage facility, according to its backers. The solar farm is expected to have a capacity of 2 gigawatts, which backers say is enough to power 1.5 million homes in Solano County and across the broader region. A minimum of 13,062 valid signatures from voters registered in the county is needed for the request to qualify for the ballot. The Solano County Registrar of Voters began reviewing the signatures submitted by California Forever, the company backing the project, in April. Backers pledge millions in investments. Additionally, the plan to build the area includes $500 million in community benefits and a $200 million commitment to invest in revitalizing downtowns in existing Solano cities, according to the group California Forever, which is backing the East Solano plan. California Forever welcomed the news in a post on the social media platform X on Wednesday, while thanking the over 20,000 Solano County voters who signed to put the East Solano plan on the November ballot. "Let's say yes to homes we can afford, jobs in our backyard, and clean energy that can provide opportunity to all in Solano County," the group said. California Forever was founded in 2017 by CEO Jan Tramek, a former Goldman Sachs trader and entrepreneur, and is backed by billionaires including Marc Andreessen, the co-founder of Silicon Valley venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz, and Lorene Powell Jobs, the widow of Apple co-founder Steve Jobs. According to its official website, the East Solano plan aims to create a new economic engine for Solano County while increasing revenue across education and public safety and reducing homelessness. Last month, the billionaire developers behind the plan announced that multiple companies representing industries, including manufacturing, farming, aerospace, biotech, and media, have agreed to be included in the development and bring jobs to future residents. Project promises in no way guaranteed. On its website, California Forever states that the East Solano plan is the result of extensive community engagement process with Solano County residents, including hundreds of meetings one-on-one and in small group meetings, large town halls, mail and phone surveys, and thousands of conversations at the door. However, not everyone has welcomed the plan, with some local leaders as well as environmental groups raising concerns about how the new city will impact agricultural land in the area. Among them is Representative Mike Thompson, a Democrat representing California's 4th District, which includes parts of Yolo and Solano counties, who published an op-ed against the project in Daily Republic, a local newspaper in Fairfield, California, in April. In that op-ed, the lawmaker said he believes the promises made by California Forever regarding the initiative, that it would lead to urban investment, increased jobs, money, and infrastructure, are unenforceable and in no way guaranteed. Mr. Thompson also pointed to the dramatic increase in costs this project will have on taxpayers, whom he said will be required to foot the bill for the significant increase in public services required for a project of this size. "I strongly support efforts to increase the number of good-paying jobs, implement clean energy, and provide opportunity for our region," he wrote. "But these efforts require sound public policy that works with our community, not lavish promises that may never be realized." other lawmakers, including Representative John Garamendi, have raised concerns over the plans and claimed that some of the families who sold the land to the company behind the project did not want to sell but were persuaded to do so with large sums of money. The Epoch Times has contacted a spokesperson for California Forever for comment.